The Todd Alba Show.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A huge health danger to millions of Americans.
I feel very bad. At times I can't breathe.
I wear the mask because I hear about the smoke is coming from Canada. And they say it's very dangerous.
Canadian wildfires are causing poor air quality in the Northeast. CBS's Chris Mavridis is in Toronto.
I'm in the financial district in downtown Toronto, where there is so much smoke and haze, it's hard to see the tops of some of these buildings. At one point, visibility was less than a quarter of a mile. You can't escape the smell of burning wood. It's everywhere. But the wind is picking up, which is good news here. Bad news up north, where 31 wildfires have already consumed 10 times more land than in a typical year.
More than 2 months after 27-year-old Madeline Kingsbury went missing in southern Minnesota, the father of her two children has been taken into custody. WCCO reporter Alan Henry with details.
Police say Fillmore County deputy found human remains in some brush off Highway 43 near the town of Mabel. And they say after those remains were found, they arrested the person who's believed to have seen her last, her former partner, Adam Fravel.
He's long denied having any connection to her disappearance. New developments in the classified document case against former President Trump. Here's correspondent Graham Cates.
On Wednesday, the special counsel presented evidence to a grand jury in Miami, Florida, and heard testimony from Taylor Budowich, a former Trump aide and spokesperson. Previous grand jury testimony was heard over the course of several months in Washington, D.C. This development, two sources said, indicates that if criminal charges are brought, some could be filed in Florida for jurisdictional reasons.
Meanwhile, former Vice President Mike Pence officially launched his bid for the White House Wednesday with a rally in Iowa. He focused on January 6 and how Trump pressured him to overturn the election. Missouri Governor Mike Parson signed a bill banning gender-affirming care for minors.
The idea of trying to say that, hey, Missouri is not transgender-friendly or that we're trying to drive people out of state is really a false narrative. What we're trying to do is protect children. That is what this is all about. It's not about adults. I've said that time and time again.
I can't eat, I can't sleep, I get anxiety.
Are we treating our kids who suffer from anxiety the right way? A new study in the journal Pediatrics found while more kids are being diagnosed with anxiety disorders, the amount of them actually receiving therapy has decreased. The researchers say a combination of medicine and therapy is necessary for proper treatment. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP, that's 833-947-8727, or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Happier Happy Hour, the Tuesday edition. Dom, rolling into it. How you doing, little buddy?
Awesome, man. Happy, happy Tuesday to you, Crudy. Great to be with you, man.
Well, thank you to our most recent guest, a fine one, the host of Asgos, Wisconsin, Wisconsin's own Kristen Bry. We appreciate it. And I find it very compelling. The story of a first-time mother who's got this great job, I'd like to think. She's this syndicated radio host all across the state of Wisconsin, and she's dealing with all the different pregnancy stuff in real time. And she's trying not to lose her, you know what, on a guy like CJ when he calls in and talks nonsense at 844-967-2789. You could see the frustration she must be going through, but a fine guest. Thank you, Kristen. And please try her 10 to noon across the Civic Media Network, excepting here in Madison, where we got Stephanie Miller in the morning. Find out, followed by a very funny lady in her own regard, Kristen Bry, Asgos, Wisconsin. Her and Jane McVine team. Dom, the Human Rights Campaign, a state of emergency issued for LGBTQ community members. We've had different members from the Human Rights Campaign, but here's their latest, reported by ABC News. The Human Rights Campaign, one of the nation's largest LGBTQ plus civil rights organization, has declared a state of emergency for people living in the United States, LGBTQ plus people living in the United States. The organization cited the record-breaking wave of legislation targeting the gay community, and an increasingly hostile environment. The Department of Homeland Security has also warned about growing threats of violence and extremism against LGBTQ plus people. This is a quote from Kelly Robinson, the president of the HRC. The multiplying threats facing millions in our community are not just perceived. They are real, tangible, and dangerous. She continued, in many cases, they are resulting in violence against LGBTQ plus people, forcing families to uproot their lives and flee their homes in search of safer states, and triggering a tidal wave of increased homophobia and transphobia that puts the safety of each and every one of us at risk. The declaration comes as Pride Month kicks off. The month celebrates how far the LGBTQ community has come and how much further it has to go in obtaining equal rights. A little bit more here, Dom. More than 75 bills have been signed into law this year that restrict the LGBTQ community in some way, according to the Human Rights Campaign. Roughly 500 similar bills have been introduced in 2023 alone.
500! Let's go backwards, America. Crudy, I'll jump in here. ABC News reporting. These laws include restrictions on public drag performances, gender-affirming care for transgender people, content relating to LGBTQ identities, and transgender bathroom bills. These issues have led to an increase in threats of violence from extremists against LGBTQIA plus community within the last year, DHS said. In Florida, one of the states leading the charge in legislation relating to the LGBTQ community, several civil rights organizations, including the NAACP and Equality Florida, have issued travel advisories to the state. A spokesperson for Governor DeSantis's office told ABC News in a response that, quote, "We aren't going to waste our time worrying about political stunts. We will continue doing what is right for Floridians." Political stunts. Didn't he put some more immigrants on a plane to California recently?
Sacramento, I mean,
DeSantis down. Is the king of political stunts this year. Across the country, some families say they're moving out of states like Florida, Texas, and Montana, where such laws are being implemented. Quote, "When a child's basic needs are not being met, or when a child is neglected or endangered in the home, Child Protective Services is called. But what happens when it's a state that's endangering the child, when the state is not allowing basic needs to be met? Said Daniel, the dad of a transgender young person in Florida who recently moved to Minnesota in a statement via the HRC. He added, "We have become our own version of Child Protective Service and removed our child from the danger and neglect from the state," ABC News reporting. State of emergency, travel advisories. Well, what is it about these Republican governors and these legislators that want to just jump on these social issues, I guess? I mean, don't we solve this, quote unquote, a long time ago? Yes, LGBTQ people have the same rights as you straight people. See how it is? Everyone is equality, something like that. Something like that. So what is it about the permission that the orange man has given to the MAGAs and the Republicans and the white Christian nationalists? Let's get right down to it. They justify the bigotry with religion. There you go.
Dominic, do you realize it was 9 years ago at the Democratic Party convention when the Barber Crab, the federal court ruling, came down? We were on the air. That was our very first three-hour gig. You know, back when we pulled a full three-hour gig. We don't do that anymore. Two's sufficient for our busy lifestyles. But we were on the air at the Democratic Party convention at the Ho-Chunk Wilderness Resort, I guess it was. And we had Mike Tate, the former Democratic Party chairman, on. And he had been the head of Fair Wisconsin back in 2006 when a one-man, one-woman constitutional amendment prohibiting gay marriage effectively under Wisconsin state law had passed in 06. And here we were in 2014 in the federal court, basically opened up a week-long window of marriage. And then the same-sex marriage ruling came down a little bit later that summer. But it was a beautiful thing, man. I mean, by Monday morning, well, by Friday afternoon, people were running down to the courthouse. But by Monday, we had one of the greatest Devil's Advocate show we ever had. It was so jammed with newlyweds. People that had run down to the courthouse, never foreseeing this judicial action coming down on a Friday night. Well, Dom, guess what this weekend is? Well, it's the Democratic Party convention. Now, they don't do it as thoughtfully as they used to when they invited the Devil's Advocates down to broadcast on Friday nights. I did say something to one of the staffers, Nick, at the DPW. I said, you know, I'll let you go on 2013. But next year is an election year. And if you want the greatest radio show ever,
do it on a Friday instead. Not this year, 23. Do it next year. Better be. Never do something on a Friday, man, so we can broadcast, right?
Yes, that's absolutely what I encourage the Democratic Party to do. I said, and I told this very story. I'm telling you in the audience once again. I know you know the story. I know many of our listeners do. But we got some new friends around the state, and you can always be a part of this show. 844-967 2789. But I think so many people have seen this up close and personal now. They got some gay neighbors or a family member. Someone got married in the family. They attended a gay marriage. And you know what? There was probably a bridezilla just like everybody else's marriage. And, you know, in all other ways, it's really their life. And
who cares? That's exactly it. Why is it anybody's damn business what people do? I mean, for real, I'm not getting in any, you know, straight married man, wife marriage, getting in their face, telling them how they need to live their lives. Where do they get off thinking they have the right to tell others how to live their lives?
The Bible.
See, that's
the Bible. That's what they use.
But they have no problem. Man shall not lay with man. Leviticus. Man shall not eat shrimp. Also Leviticus. Oh, wait. Or was that the linens and wools? I get so confused. Which rule of God that these Christians, quote unquote, want to follow? Because I don't see anybody, you know, protesting the shrimp company, but they got a big problem with the gays.
Dominic, a couple of mathematical Pew Research sort of numbers. 61% of Americans say same-sex marriage legalization is a good thing, is good for society. 61%. I mean, getting 6 in 10 Americans together on most issues is a tough thing. 19% say it's very bad. That's like 20% of the hardcore religious, right? 19%.
Yeah, then they're always going to be there, I would imagine.
I mean, even the young people, even the young Republicans, Dom, they believe that other people have the right to be gay because they don't think it's a choice. People are born that way. I know it goes against your Bible and the different parts, and sometimes the parts contradict the other parts, but whatever. Setting that aside, now I'm a man of God. I believe in Jesus Christ. I just think the book is poorly written. The structure, a little contradictory, if you know what I'm saying. But anyways, man, you know, young people don't believe this, certainly. Americans overall don't believe this. I don't understand how this, you know, the don't say gay and the banning of the gay books from the library. Well, then don't read the gay book. But you know what? Maybe there's some young gay kid who wants to read that book that needs to answer some questions.
Right.
Because he's got these feelings and he doesn't get it. And he can't ask his mom and dad because they're evangelicals or whatever the case may be. You know, man, you should be able to go to the library for the books. You shouldn't have to be afraid of who you are, sexually speaking. I mean, maybe you and I, Dom, because, you know, we're freaky people, but...
No, man, let the freak flag fly. But again, it is absolutely irrelevant to the existence and of someone else's life. You know, if Mr. and Mrs. Churchgoing couple are walking down the street holding hands and another gay couple walks towards them also holding hands, what's the crime? Who cares? Oh, because your religious text you interpret to say one thing or another. If that's the only reason I can come up with as the non-believer, all sorts of things that I think should be that way. And if I justify it by saying, well, I read it in a religious text somewhere, should I be able to force it upon you?
Well, Dominic, what if I'm a religious couple, air quotes, and we happen upon a gay couple and they are holding hands, and I'm not showing any outward affection towards my wife because, you know, Jesus Christ knows I've been with her for like 20 years. You know what I mean? Maybe the nice affectionate gay couple is showing me up. So therefore,
they're just a little jealous of all the love. I guess
I must object. Come back. Never object. More devil's advocates.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's The Maggie Dawn Show. Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. It's shaping up to be a cool overnight period with 52 degrees and mostly clear skies, light northeast winds, sunshine 79 for Thursday afternoon, warmer on Friday, still plenty of sunshine and up to 83. We could see some showers and thunderstorms late Friday night into early Saturday. Right now it's 51.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Playing out across the world on the Civic Media app. My understanding is you should update it soon because there's going to be new features. It's going to be super cool. We're rolling out the new Civic Media program lineup on Monday, June 5th. And I'm going to pull a little double duty. I'm going to hold the place, keep the seat warm for yesterday's big guest, Stu Daniels. The Stu Daniels Show, that's going to launch on Wednesday because our pal Stu's off deadheading this weekend, chasing the Dead and Company. Where did he say he's going? Massachusetts, Boston or something? And then Indy, he's got tickets in multiple different venues, you know, Deadhead style. So anyways, I can be heard in the Western Wisconsin markets, and they will include very, very soon, like Monday, June 5th, the TAP 93.5 FM Eau Claire Valley. That's going to be an enormous, the jewel of the North. That is the best talk signal we have in the entire state of Wisconsin, 93.5 FM. That is a beautiful FM stick. Also, 105.7, that's going to be a really fun musical station. If you know friends in the Eau Claire Valley, I hope they'll give it a listen. But, you know, I'm in it for the talk. So 93.5, the TAP, that one's ours. Also, the Eagle, we keep talking about with Dana and all others of our friends from God's country. The Eagle, 1490 AM, that one will come online on Monday as well, Monday, June 5th. And I can't say I'm the most proud, but I'm very, very proud of the new affiliate, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha. And this one, the 1400 signal, will play up into the Milwaukee Metro. And E-Bone, I'm going to let you in on a secret, because during the course of this very show, while we've been talking to the people, really during the commercial breaks, I do a little bit of work, check my emails. E signed a couple documents. And now we are the home, and I can legally make this announcement. We'll drop the press release on Monday. But WRJN, tell your friends, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and down in Kenosha, 98.1 FM. We'll keep saying it. You'll learn them. Because you'll want to tune in for the Packers, and of course you're going to want to tune in for the Milwaukee Bucks. Well, don't cheer yet, because there's also the Milwaukee Brewers. And did I mention my beloved Wisconsin Badgers? That will also be your Southern Milwaukee Metro home for the Badgers. Man, we are jamming that thing full of all the sports you could possibly want right here in the great state of Wisconsin. And the News Talker, it's coming on Monday. Racine, Kenosha, WRJN. La Crosse, the Eagle, 1490 AM, and up in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, our new affiliate, 93.5, the TAP. Tell Jeannie, it starts on Monday. Tell all your friends, please, and join us. It's Friday, we air grievances around here. We're going to get back to the phones in just a moment at 844 967-2789. Daryl in St. Paul. Welcome, Daryl. What do you got for us?
Well, hi, Mike. I don't really have a grievance. Well, I have lots of them. But anyway, I just have a question about your new affiliate. Are we still going to be able to stream you online?
You will be able to stream the Devil's Advocates online, especially if you get the Civic Media app. But we're not going to play live in Minneapolis starting on Monday. On Monday, when you tune in on KTNF 950 AM, you're going to hear our friend Robert Pilot and the crew with the Native Roots Radio. They're moving forward. Sure. He's going to have to shift here in our lineup, and we're going to have to shift in the Minneapolis lineup. So we're going to play non-live.
Okay.
But you can stream us live on the Civic Media app, Daryl. That's what all the Patriots do on the Freedom Fridays.
All right, cool, man.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Any other?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, keep listening, Daryl. Stream or wherever you got to find us, but the stream's easiest. And it's going to be a shiny, updated app. I know that Sage and his team have been working very hard on making that app very sticky and user-friendly. So give the Civic Media app a try. And if you've got it, go to wherever you get your apps, your iOS store, or wherever googly people get them, and update it, because it's going to be a better app. 844-967-2789. Couldn't have a better audience, could we? Paul from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us, Paul?
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent, Paul.
Good, I'm glad. I kind of wanted to hear your thoughts on, you were talking about the courts earlier. And I think that, like, every political science nerd is a big fan of the courts. That's always their, like, favorite branch of government, right? But I'm curious what you think about, like, the longstanding power of the Supreme Court over the next, like, 30 years, just with their increased lack of respect for the stare decisis for precedent. It seems like it could lead to a breakdown of their actual real-life power. You know, they were designed to be the weakest branch on purpose. And I'm just curious what you think the end game is here, for especially for Republicans who seem intent on tearing down previous legal precedents to advance current political agendas. It seems like this could backfire.
I've yet to see it backfire, Paul. If you recall, here in the state of Wisconsin for a number of years, we've had a very partisan makeup on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And you always knew what the outcome was. You didn't know what the numerical number was, but you always knew what the outcome of the ruling was, depending on who the plaintiffs were. If it was a Republican agenda item, well, the Wisconsin Supreme Court would always find a justification, you know, means fits the end. They already knew what the conclusion was, and they'd back into it. Well, I feel like, although I've been greatly encouraged by the election of Janet Protasiewicz here in Wisconsin, I feel like that rebalances the court. I think a guy like Hagedorn has shown some judicial independence. I'm very optimistic about what the court in Wisconsin may do going forward, but I'm very pessimistic, and I share perhaps your pessimism, Paul, for the U.S. Supreme Court, because I feel like Alito and to a lesser degree Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, I think they all feel a little unchained. And Clarence Thomas, of course, has got huge ethical lapses, and Roberts seems incapable of steering this court to the right side of history. Paul, keep listening. The rest of you, keep listening. Or call 844-96-PARTY.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. There are poor air quality alerts across a dozen states. Laura K. Benders with the American Lung Association.
In addition to avoiding a lot of time or a lot of exercise outdoors, folks can also keep their indoor air protected by keeping their windows and doors shut. And then if they have air conditioning, set it to recirculate.
In Minnesota, a man's in custody in connection to the disappearance of 27-year-old Madeline Kingsbury after human remains were found. WCCO's Ellen Henry.
She vanished after dropping her two kids off at a Winona daycare at the end of March. All of Maddie's belongings, like her phone and wallet, were found in her home, and the van she drove was parked in the driveway.
The Justice Department has told former President Trump he's the target of a grand jury investigation.
This practice gives defense attorneys an opportunity to present their case against an indictment and also affords individuals the opportunity to testify before the grand jury.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop, located at 520 State Street in Madison. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sixty % of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates. Down around the
corner. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Friday Happier Happy Hour, taking your phone calls, your Friday grievances, if you will. 844-967-2789. Be patient for just a minute, though, callers. I want to be a little more thoughtful to Paul's question. I got a little hung up on the politics of the courts. And I also am a little bit of a court geek. I'm not a lawyer, never went to law school, any of that kind of stuff. But the courts are very interesting because they do have often impact. You know, you think you've got an agenda and then the courts overturn it or whatever the case may be. But you asked me, Paul, about stare decisis, precedent effectively. And I didn't really get around to this part. But there is absolutely political consequence happening in my backyard, right here in your backyard, Paul, in the state of Wisconsin. There is political consequence for the overturning of Roe v. Wade, of course. The Dobbs decision, the overturning of 52 years, I think, of settled law, taking back a right from women. Well, it's had disastrous effects politically for the Republican Party here in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, I know that Ron Johnson, Willie Horton, his way to re-election. It's a little easier when you're an incumbent. But I believe it was me quoting me from Political Magazine, David Sider's piece. He was a journalist that wrote about us a little bit earlier this week. I believe my quote that he said was a little overstated was that Republicans cannot win statewide election again in the state of Wisconsin while abortion is illegal. And currently, abortion is illegal under Wisconsin law. We have reverted with the rollback of Roe v. Wade to an 1849 law. No exceptions for rape or incest. I think life of the mother, maybe. But there is no way Republicans are going to win statewide election. You know, maybe gerrymandered districts, but not statewide election. Not while abortion's illegal. So, you know, we're going to see Democrats continue to pile on. And if the Wisconsin Supreme Court should happen upon a piece of, you know, litigation that would allow them to overturn the most partisan gerrymandered maps in the nation, if we actually got back to representative government in the legislature, well, that'd be a game changer. That's mission accomplished. I could just go to Brewer games all the time then. I'd still do something on the radio. I'd have fun with you folks every day because I like taking your phone calls at 844-967-2789. By the way, show note, Kristen Bry from Asgos, Wisconsin. She's going to be playing out on Monday right here in Madison. Live product. You're going to hear live in the Madison market for the very first time. And then she's going to join Dom and I at 4:30 on Monday afternoon. Kristen Bry, you'll like her. Asgos, Wisconsin. Nick from St. Paul, appreciate you listening. What do you got for me?
Warning, you're about to listen to Nick from St. Paul. So, am I still on?
Yeah, we didn't hang up. Come on, man, I'm not going to hang up just for... you're just warning that you might be worthy of getting hung up on, Nick? What are you warning me about?
Well, Crudy, I used to like you.
What'd I do?
Man, now I love you, man. I think it was great how you had that conservative guy on. It was just brilliant. Do you still have a tongue? You must have been biting your tongue the whole time.
It is difficult not to argue with people when you disagree with them. And you know you could pick every nit. You know, you could split every infinitive. You could pick 10 times to jump in and start an argument with the guy. And it is hard for me, Nick, because, you know, I like to argue.
Yeah, well, the first precept of the of Zen is creations are numberless. I vow to free them. And that comes with compassion. And you can't have compassion for someone without understanding. And you can't understand someone unless they talk, unless you listen.
See, you're much more humanistic about this, Nick. See, I'm not doing it well to get to know them better because I'm a good human being. I'm just being strategic, Nick. I want to understand what makes them tick so we can win the next elective cycle.
Well, still, the first word of the Order of Saint Benedict, the first word is listen. So I'll leave you with that.
Nick, please listen to St. Benedict and keep listening to the greatest radio show ever. And if you can't hear us live on KTNF on Monday, and you will not be able to hear us live on KTNF on Monday, pardon me, please consider getting the Civic Media app. We're doing a brand new lineup. I know KTNF, they're also moving their lineup around, so trying to warn lots of people. There are some changes in the lineup coming, but I'm excited. Because I get to pull double duty. You're going to get double dose of Crudy on Monday. Those of you that get up in the morning and turn on the Civic Media networks all across western Wisconsin. I'm going to be keeping the chair warm for Stu Daniels. He'll launch on Wednesday. I'm going to do a couple of shows, Monday and Tuesday. And then, you know, me and Dom and Kristen Bryan Monday. And I'm sure we'll figure out some fun guests for Tuesday. But we'll do our normal Devil's Advocate show. But if you're in St. Paul, you're going to have to listen on the stream. And don't get mad at Chad. I do the same thing here. That's part of the radio industry. We move lineups because it's necessary. But thanks for listening, Nick. Dick from Madison, I know you often listen in the garage. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, a wholehearted congratulations on everything that's going on.
You know what I'm most excited about? Can you tell, Dick? It's the sports on WRJN.
Oh, I know. I love it, too, and Badger stuff. It'll be great. My gripe is this tonight. After seeing this last couple of weeks play out with the debt ceiling, you know, they constantly – I can't stand hearing this stuff, and you know it's not true. The media is liberal. Baloney. How about if every single time McCarthy or all these people came out to speak to the issues of the day on that subject, when they started talking about budget, they just turn the mic off so it's blank and go, sorry, sir, we're talking about something totally different. Can you answer the question? And if you remember, was it our United States senator or U.S. senator that walked away when he didn't want to answer a question and said, I'm on the phone? Was that Johnson?
Yeah, Johnson hid from Manu Raju, who could actually see the face of his phone, did not actually have a caller on it. It was like his home screen. He said, you're not talking to anyone, Senator.
And I know I'm dreaming, Kurt, when I say this, but why couldn't somebody have the nads to just go, I'm sorry, with all due respect, Senator or Congressman or you're not speaking to the issue. You're not talking about the same thing, and just deaden the mic and let them sit there, flap their lips with no audio.
Because, Dick, no one's talk about that. You know, that's so much easier said than done, Dick. Appreciate you listening. You know, be like Saint Benedict. Benedict said, you know, listen to the devil's advocates. Lots. I've interviewed Ron Johnson often in tandem with my little buddy Dominic. And we've done like 26 long form interviews with former friend of the devil, current U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And it's very, very difficult. I mean, on some level, we are still Wisconsin nice. We still let people finish their sentence, get out a few words, because if all you do is step all over someone, interrupt them, you might win the battle, but you've lost the war. You're not going to persuade them. They're not going to come back on your radio show, and if that's our goal, and sometimes it is, although we've stopped making it our goal in the case of Ron Johnson, you still got to let the other guy... Let me try that again, Peter Brady. You still got to let the other guy talk. You know what I mean? You still just can't... La, 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 I don't hear you. If that's your means of trying to win an argument, well, are we any better than them? I hardly think so. Them being whoever you cast them as. 844-967-2789. Bill from Madison. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, since we have the calm and reasonable one on today, what are your thoughts on the WEDC?
WEDC?
Yeah.
It's
Wisconsin Economic Development.
Yeah, I prefer it now under sort of nonpartisan direction than the partisan vehicle it clearly was when Scott Walker created it. Of course, there was never really a reason to get rid of, what was it, the Commerce Department? I mean, I remember meeting one of the Leinenkugel kids when they were Commerce Secretary at a Chamber of Commerce meeting. You know, the WEDC is they administered the bounce back grants, I think, in so many different communities across the state. So I really am happy with how money flowed through local agencies. I believe WEDC was a part of that with the bounce back Main Street grants here in the state of Wisconsin. Because, Bill, I think that was brilliant. The bounce back grants, man, I have been the guy that's been on point renting real estate properties as Civic Media has grown. And I counted last night. I think I signed 9 leases across the state of Wisconsin in 9 different markets. And I got to learn something about every single real estate market. And the real estate markets, the Main Street small boutique retail marketplace in the state of Wisconsin is vibrant. there are all kinds of little businesses that came out of their garage or dad's basement, and suddenly they're on Main Street. They're in a little storefront. And there are communities like Amory, where you can hear us on WLAK 1260 AM right now, that's outside of Minneapolis, Bill. 31 grants in a town of 2,200, 31 new little businesses started in Main Street in the last year, thanks to Wiedek, thanks to some COVID money, and thanks to the innovative thoughts of Governor Tony Evers. So I'm calling that a very positive outcome. Certainly a hell of a lot better than Foxconn.
I would totally agree with that. I love the small business, you know, the entrepreneurs, the startup that need the help. My issue is I've been finding a lot of those small businesses are starting by people that are very well off. You know, so they're getting grant money and they could totally afford to do it themselves.
Bill, I will.
They're dipping into the Wiedek stuff.
You know, Bill, if it encourages the effort, I think the money should be accepted. My little company, Devil Radio, accepted one of the $10,000 storefront grants to move into a bigger piece of real estate over here on University Avenue. I'm broadcasting from here right now. We took a grant. We had a build out, man. Maybe we broke even on the space bill. And I would like to think I was a worthy recipient, broke ass crudy radio, when that's what we were. But I can tell you, since we have become Civic Media, my partner, Sage Wild, you know, partner is perhaps a grandiose overstatement of my role.
It's a word.
Okay. The owner and CEO of this corporation is not down to his last $10,000. You know what I mean? He wouldn't be able to invest in the growth we've had if he was down to his last $10,000. But if there is a Main Street grant available to Civic Media that has signed 9 Main Street leases around the state of Wisconsin, now I can't tell you specifically how many we have gotten, but we have received grants through Civic Media. It's not because we're down to our last 10 grand, Bill, but it was an encouragement. We've signed lots of leases. We've stimulated lots of economies this year. There's lots of happy landlords that we are, you know, keeping their tenancies, making the rent, paying the bills. You know, it's good for the local economy. We're spreading money around, and now we're giving local vendors, a lot of these little small businesses, we're giving them a fair and accessible way to reach new customers. That's ultimately your job, folks. You know, calling in airing grievances here on Fridays, 844-967-2789. And please, please support the sponsors. If you hear them, you know, support them. Buy their pizza or whatever. Come back, more Devils.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. It's shaping up to be a cool overnight period with 52 degrees and mostly clear skies, light northeast winds, sunshine 79 for Thursday afternoon, warmer on Friday, still plenty of sunshine and up to 83. We could see some showers and thunderstorms late Friday night into early Saturday. It's 53 at our studios.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Friday Happier Happy Hour. Don't forget, stick around. Pizza Box Mike playing out on WMDX, broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios, coming up at 7 o'clock Central. Joe Biden, President of the United States, coming up in about 10 minutes. We're going to play the Native Roots Radio, but when the President of the United States speaks to the nation on this debt limit raising, and the apparently, he's going to sign the bill tomorrow, but he's going to address the nation, and we're going to play it live here on WMDX and across the Civic Media Network, at least wherever the Devil's Advocates are playing. That will come up immediately following this show at 6 o'clock. And I'm going to get to the phones momentarily, 844-967-2789. I got one more grievance. This one, on behalf of the former president, Joe Giganti's buddy, Donald Trump, his reaction to finding out former Vice President Mike Pence has avoided charges, you know, on the classified documents he had at his Indiana house. I was at least as innocent as he is. What a strange claim to fame. Donald Trump congratulated his former Vice President Mike Pence for avoiding charges in his classified document case Friday, then whined that the ongoing investigation into his case is a witch hunt. Just announced that they're not going to bring charges against Mike Pence on the document hoax, he wrote on his Truthy social platform. That's great, but when am I going to be fully exonerated? I'm at least as innocent as he is. And what about Joe Biden? Who is he who is hiding at least 1,850 boxes, some located in Chinatown, D.C.? When will the witch hunt against Trump, all caps, stop? Well, I suspect when you're behind bars on multiple state and federal charges. And if I had to pick a state, I would pick the state of Georgia. And if I had to pick a federal jurisdiction, I would say whichever one Jack Smith wants to drop the indictments in. Counting on you, special counselor. Apparently, they're getting a little nervous in Trump Town. The MAGA, they think the former president might actually be in some serious trouble over what, the classified documents, the one he was on tape bragging about. Well, that document has been requested, and they can't even find the document. So Trump, to this moment, may not have turned over the very document that he is heard describing apparently in a tape exclusively reported by CNN yesterday. We told you about it on this big show. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul. Conversation always goes better with a spotted cow on a Friday, doesn't it, Paul?
That's 100% correct, and I'm not that far from having one. I'm on a carpool, and I hope I don't lose you. But I can remember I started listening to you and Dom all, I don't know, it was Walker's first term, and I didn't call in, and then the roads got so bad, I called him No Roads Walker, that I started calling in, and if I can do it, anybody can. So it's, you've come so far, Crudy, since them days. I mean, it's just amazing what civic radio has turned into, a local homegrown radio. You got local radio back. It's just totally awesome. And I'll never forget the parties, man, especially the one at Jade Monty. I got a little bit, I could say tipsy there or whatever you want. But I met Dick from his garage. I met Joe, who is a great, great female caller. Andy and Mark from the SAC and all them wonderful people. Just tremendous parties. I hope someday you guys can manage to have some.
Oh, we're going to have some parties, Paul. You know, the problem is my calendar is kind of getting filled up with special events. I'm going to be at the DPW, going to be partying Saturday, next Saturday night with all the fine Democrats in Green Bay. And then I got some other stuff going on too. I forget. Full calendar, Paul. But glad you're listening, man. Glad the spotted cows are cold and going down easy, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And like you say, again, it's just awesome what you built here. And I've got to meet your listeners, and they're also very awesome. And just the whole thing, man, Crudy, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. I don't want to give you too big of a head on a Friday. And I'm going to go drink some spotted cows and have some fish now. So take care, my friend.
Well, thank you, Paul. You're no slouch yourself, man. Everybody likes Wisco Paul when they see him out and partying. Wisco, I promise, we'll find a Summer of Love 3.0 event. We'll put it on the calendar. We'll invite all our friends. The problem now, Paul, we got too many friends in too many markets. We're going to have to do like a Summer of Love tour. You know, we're going to be up to 12 talk markets, man. You know, I do a party in one city. Now I got to do a party in like 12 cities. We're going to need like 3 weeks just to work our way around the state. 844-967-2789. Still time for your grievance this fine Friday afternoon. Rico from Rock County, man, you cracked me up the other day with your DeSantis.
Yeah, we got to all have a little fun, don't we, Crew?
We do. We do.
Speaking of which, yeah. I enjoyed your guest earlier. Joe, come on there. And Crew, are you into conversion therapy?
Me?
You're trying to convert him, aren't you?
Well,
yeah, are you trying to convert him?
Well, that's different sort of really conversion doing. Therapy, but Rico, I have always asserted, give me a 12-pack of beer, about 6 hours in a campfire, and I'll make you into a socialist Bernie-crat.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. Hey, I had to crack up the other day. Bill called in about you and Dom sticking out of the top of the Wienermobile behind the RNC convention over there, and I just thought, you know, we should really shout out to the dairy state. I could just see you guys pulling back these big levers and shooting milk right out the front of that wiener, man. That would be the greatest thing in the world.
What? Oh, come on, Rico. Rico.
Well, it's a dairy. It's the dairy state.
Oh, is that what we're doing now? We're blaming it on the June is dairy month? Come on.
Well,
if we're going to do dairy month, here's an alternative. Cow chip throwing, right? They got the big contest in Sauk City, Sauk County, the big cow chip throwing contest. What if in honor of the RNC, we stood outside the green zone and we saw how far the green zone being the secured area they're going to put around the city of Milwaukee. I mean, I've been to the one in Cleveland. I also went to the one in Philadelphia, but the one in Cleveland in particular, they basically locked down the downtown area. That's what's coming to Milwaukee next summer. When the presidential debate comes August 23rd, maybe a two-day event, maybe. I hope it's a two-day event, but no one's going to listen to the second day because they'll make that the kids' table event. That'll be for the Tim Scotts, the Chris Christies, the Nikki Haley's. But Trump and DeSantis, they'll get the day one treatment. That'll be August 23rd in Milwaukee. I don't think we'll be in the Wienermobile, but we'll try to think of something appropriately juvenile to do for the event. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Looking forward to the new lineup, the new news starting Monday. Don't forget Pizza Box Mike and President Joe Biden coming next. We'll play it live around the Native Roots Radio.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old. Spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this. Corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty. A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.